Welcome to AMG Academy. Get ready to dive into a vibrant community where insurance professionals come together to discuss the latest in sales techniques, innovative business strategies, and the power of collaboration. Whether you're looking out for the next big trend in sales or seeking insights into strategic business growth, this is your hub. This is AMG Academy.
Hello and welcome to another edition of AMG Academy. Matt McClure here with you. Thank you so much for being a part of the show this time around. Really do appreciate it. It's been several weeks now, and we're getting ready to get rolling here with a new slate of episodes of AMG Academy. And I am really excited to have on with me this time around both Devin Williams and Amber Allen, otherwise known as Amber Bupp. Amber and Devin, great to have you both on.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. Always good to be with you.
Always good to have you both as well. And, you know, I mean, just because it's been a while for our listeners / viewers, reintroduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about you just and your background just a little bit here as we get started. Amber, we'll start with you, ladies first.
Thank you. I have been working here a little over 8 years now, and I started doing claims and authorizations for an oral surgeon prior to this. Started out on the Medicare Advantage team. Devin was on the life team. So we've kind of been collabing and trying to figure out if we can come up with something together because we're both very strong in both of those sections. So we're looking forward to this new series.
Yes, exactly. As Matt and Amber are saying, I'm Devin Williams, Senior Marketing Director here at AmeriLife. Focus is specialized more in the life insurance on the senior side. So a lot of simplified issue products and also touching a lot of the Medicare side as well there. Been with the company 11 years, so started when I was 19 and am soon to celebrate my 31st birthday here.
Awesome. Well, happy early birthday then. Appreciate it.
Exactly. Yeah.
And before we kind of dive in, because we're talking today about really, we're just kind of titling this episode, this conversation, you know, standing out in a crowded market and how independent agents can win in 2025. It's basically a branding conversation, right? Like why branding is so important. And why do you both or one of you, whichever one of you wants to take this question first, why is now such a crucial time for independent agents to really take control of their branding and their marketing?
Yeah, I can jump in here just to share a little bit. I think this year, you know, you see it every year, but with some of the changes with CMS there and, you know, the market shifting a little bit and, you know, some products being a little harder to write and just how much marketing you see from the carriers as well. You know, it's important for independent agents, especially to find a way to kind of step out from the fold, make sure they're more holistic and not just working on one product line, but really offering a full suite of products to their clients.
Diversifying the portfolio, and just kind of making sure that you are finding the right product for your client because you want those referrals and you want your business to stick. So making sure you're out there and people know you have a good reputation is part of the process as well as your branding.
Yeah. No, it's super important. You know, people, you know, always the biggest challenge, I guess, and biggest and most important thing is to get people to know, like, and trust you. And that is, like, you know, key. Their first impression is going to be often, you know, what you present as your brand, what you present in your marketing. And so, yeah, it's really important now and always. But, you know, I feel like now as we're having this conversation is a great time to highlight all of these things. And, you know, maybe what are some of the biggest shifts that you guys have seen here recently in how the top performing agents are operating today as far as their branding and their marketing go?
Remember, you want to jump in first?
Yeah. So we are seeing a lot of agents develop and promote their websites. They're doing a lot of flyers online. You know, it used to be snail mail, but now they're doing it. We are entering into the phase where seniors are knowing how to use the internet. They have Facebook. They have LinkedIn. Not as much LinkedIn, but they are getting out there. They are socializing in that manner along with their kids. So, you know, they look to their children for help with the Medicare process, along with making life insurance decisions in that manner. I know I have conversations with my parents about it and how important it is. So I'm in the field. I imagine the people that aren't in the field, that they'd be looking for some guidance from their children as well to make smart decisions. Internet is crucial at this point. That's why we're doing these podcasts now. We're trying to brand and get ourselves out there too. But anything else?
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess just to harp on what you're saying before, you know, diversifying your marketing ideas there. You know, I think in the past, agents could just rely on maybe running T65 mailers and door knocking and just using that one strategy. But I think nowadays you see, you know, the successful agents, they'll work events, you know, they'll work some telephonic leads, they'll work in the field, and they'll kind of mix this all together. That way they have something working year round rather than just one marketing strategy. So I think it's just kind of not being afraid to try new things and, you know, really get out there and see what's available.
Yeah. Definitely. And I feel like one of the biggest concerns always, but especially right now, because we've seen so much inflation over the past several years, and it continues these days as well. People are concerned about costs. I mean, what are some maybe more low cost, but still high impact ways to market that you've seen work really well for people?
Yeah, I guess just to jump in quickly, I know this is a conversation I have with, you know, a lot of newer brokers who are new into the market, but even, you know, people who've had time in the industry, you know, looking into things like T65 lists. You know, I know you're able to kind of get those at a very low cost. Still a good way for you to get out and get in front of clients. You know, for agents who are still kind of getting their name out there and want to do a little bit more branding, reaching out to maybe some of those, you know, Walmart, to those local retail facilities that you could work in, having a booth there. That way you are in front of high traffic and around a lot of people. And then even, you know, we have relationships with different like physicians out there, like Cinderwell, being able to work in different, you know, actual Medicare platforms like that as well.
Yeah, just getting out in the community, volunteering and getting involved with the events that your community offers. I know our little town has a lot of close-knit groups. Your B&I groups are free. You can jump in on those. Get involved. You can volunteer. There's food pantries. There are other events that are posted at the community centers locally, I'm sure, to each of the agents' areas. Obviously, the demographics are going to be a little bit different for rural areas versus like high volume areas as far as the insurance market goes. But anybody could potentially be a client.
And that actually brings me to one other good thing that I didn't realize, but also the local reps that you have for the Medicare Advantage tiers,
yeah.
You know, making sure that you're in touch with them. They can usually get you out in front of some events as well, and typically pretty low cost on that side also.
Yeah. Networking is great and can really, you know, be an effective way to expand your business, as you were just saying there. But also, you know, the biggest, I feel like, and most effective and really the cheapest way to market yourself is word of mouth. You know, if you do a great job for one person, then that person's going to spread the word and all of that. Like it's, I feel like that maybe that's one of the more tried and true methods, but you have to get the ball rolling. You have to get started and sort of establish yourself first, right? It's not like you can immediately go by word of mouth if you're just starting out, right?
Oh, yeah. It could be simple as having some business cards that you leave behind and making sure, you know, you speak to the client about taking you over to the neighbors and introducing yourself. You're right, though. It doesn't have to be a huge detailed plan, you know, just to get some marketing out there and start somewhere.
Yeah. As long as you're doing something, I feel like it's something is always better than nothing.
Exactly. Got to start somewhere.
Exactly. You know, start from square one. And do you think, though, a lot of times, at least I've heard this from different people, just especially like going to different conferences and talking to folks who are independent agents and all. There are constant, you know, technical updates, technological updates, maybe training that agents have to go through and constant updates from carriers and things, you know, maybe from rule changes from CMS and all of these things. Do you think, you know, maybe agents sort of feel overloaded or overwhelmed with all of the stuff that they have to do to keep business, you know, going for themselves each and every day? And, you know, maybe the marketing, sometimes the branding kind of falls by the wayside just because they get sort of maybe caught up in the day to day.
Yeah, that's why they have us, right? To remind them of those CMS compliance that come out, our communications. I know their email boxes are full of carrier emails, our emails, and recruiting emails from other affiliates and things like that. So yeah, it definitely is a work overload, but no risk, no reward. So you got to get what you want to give, you know? or give what you want to get. I said that backwards. Right. But I mean, it's definitely important to stay on top of things because, like you said, retention and word of mouth is definitely how you're going to keep your business. And I feel like that's pretty important.
100%. No, and I think we're all kind of feeling it, you know, whether you're on the marketer side, the agent side, or even the client side, you know, we're all getting communication maybe three times over. You'll get something from the carrier, maybe from a local rep, and then something from us as well. So
that's super important.
Right. So you do get a lot of multiples, and you have to realize that your clients are probably receiving that information, you know, multiple times as well. And trying to find, I guess, a brand or a way to stick out where, you know, they know to slow down when they see something coming from you is definitely, you know, what you want to be thinking about as you're looking through all these different communications that you are receiving.
Yeah, right. And be like, you know, I'm the expert on this, or I'm the expert on XYZ, you know, type of policy or anything. Are there, you know, maybe different, either on the life or the health or Medicare side, are there maybe different types of policies that, you know, are good tools to maybe use as far as customer retention go, you know, like maybe, you know, just things that keep customers around and then help maybe further that, not only retention, but the word of mouth piece as well, because then, you know, those people who tend to then be customers for a long time can then, you know, say, oh, I really like and trust this person, and I'm going to now spread the word to everybody I know about how great this this agent is.
Yeah.
Well, the hospital indemnity, it's a lower cost, but it helps fill in the gaps for the Medicare Advantage. So in the event that somebody does get hospitalized and they have to make that payment to the hospital, if they have a plan, you know, a zero premium plan could be a possibility. They could fill in those gaps with a hospital indemnity, $30, $40, $50, depending on all the riders and what you'd like to choose to add to your benefits, is definitely a retention piece. And it helps everyone. It helps your client, it helps you, and, you know, helps your agents.
Right. At the end of the day, you know, when the client goes and actually has to use their health plan and they get a check back, you know, because they have the hospital indemnity instead of having to come out of pocket, it's just a different experience for the client. It's making them feel a lot better about the case. And I think having those, you know, use cases is where they're now going to go to their friend and say, hey, you know, when I use my plan, I actually got a check in the mail. And now, you know, they're using word of mouth to promote the services you provide. And I thought it was funny you brought up hospital indemnity, because on the life insurance side, you'll see they have some whole life plans with living benefits. And it's kind of the same. So it's, you know, scenario, you know, if you do trigger one of these conditions and you do get to use your life insurance, you know, prior to, you know, death there, it's always better to have that story to tell, or say, hey, you know, was diagnosed with cancer, I need to fly my family in, I got a check from my life insurance policy, and this is why it makes sense to talk to someone like Devin, or, you know, like an agent who knows a little bit more than just your base level on life insurance. So yeah, I think living benefits and hospital indemnity, when they can utilize the plan, is when they're starting to really, you know, see the value there.
And it's not super intimidating, you know, you're not specifically going in to like get that sale. And if there is a Medicare agent that does go to a client's house and they're already on the best plan, they can help fill in those gaps. And then during the next AEP or special election period, if the client has the opportunity to choose the new policy, they might reach back out to you because you were the one to help fill in those gaps.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, making sure that all bases are covered. And then, of course, as Devin, as you were saying, making sure that they know that, you know, life insurance is not just death insurance these days. It's truly life insurance. And there are those living benefits that you can take advantage of. I think that's fantastic. Now, just to sort of, I don't know, maybe make this resonate more, the importance of branding and marketing resonate more with folks. Without mentioning names or maybe changing names to protect the innocent, is there an example that kind of comes to mind about maybe an agent out there who just, you know, missed an opportunity because they didn't brand themselves maybe as well as they should have?
You want to take that one?
Yeah, no, I've actually signed with me, to be honest. My neighbor, Khalid, you know, he was in the Medicare side of the business running, you know, Medicare supplement leads. Had one come in and you went out to the house, ended up doing one of those needs analysis, trying to figure out exactly what the customer needed as far as, you know, Medicare Advantage, MedSup. Do they have any other products in the household? And, you know, ended up just writing the MedSup, coming back, had to deliver the policy a couple of weeks later, and he saw a final expense, you know, policy as well in the household. And he was thinking, you know, I know for a fact that we talked about life insurance and that, you know, at that time they did not have an app. So how did they now have a policy on the table? they talk to the client. The client says, oh, yeah, you know, someone came by. They called me up. They wanted to talk about final expense. And it was something on my mind. So at that point, I decided just to roll with it. And the agent's thinking, yeah, I guess, you know, I briefly went over everything I did, but I didn't really spend time letting them know that I have access to these products and we can spend the time going through those, you know, as well, and just focusing on the health sale during that first call. So I think it's crucial, you know, he came back and he was like, yeah, you know, so I know we're set up. So can we maybe come up with postcards or something I can leave at the house, you know, after my Medicare sale, just in case they want to talk about it. So yeah.
Magnets.
Right. Okay.
Magnets. So, you know, if you go to a client's house and you're doing business, you're like, hey, if you have any insurance questions, please reach out. Put your magnet on their refrigerator. They see it all the time. You have to eat.
Right. Exactly. So you stick up a little bit.
Right. I can't tell you how many magnets are on my refrigerator. So yes, no, that absolutely works. I'll tell you, there are phone numbers that I have memorized now because I just read them all the time because I like to eat. yeah, I mean, it's a good idea there just to keep, you know, top of mind and keep that knowledge of your expertise on their minds at all times. Super important. And, you know, I mean, what's different today? You know, we're talking about seniors getting more savvy as far as the technology goes and that sort of thing these days. But what's different aside from that about the senior market compared to just a few years ago? Because, you know, there's a lot of these, I guess you could say, digitally skeptical but socially active 65 plus people. What does that mean for marketing strategies that you know, this sort of segment of the population is growing?
So I think COVID kind of jump-started all of the technology for seniors, especially. I know our generation has been using computers and email addresses. When I first started in the industry, getting an email address was pretty hard for seniors. And that was what a lot of my agents were complaining about. And then now, fast forward, you know, 8.5 years later or so, everybody has an email address. Everybody is text messaging. And so I feel like COVID did push us into the technology that we have now. And then we're constantly growing, evolving along with everything. So I think that's a huge component in it.
Yeah. No, I have to agree. You know, just as we were saying earlier, you know, I think my grandparents now, they're more comfortable jumping on Facebook, scrolling through, kind of liking and commenting and kind of getting involved. But I think on the other side, they also are getting a ton of these emails coming in, these phone calls where, like, you know, because of AI, they don't know if it's a real person or like a computer. So I have seen them be a little more skeptical, I guess, to working with somebody if they don't have a true relationship with them, just because they don't know who to trust, I guess, at the end of the day. So I think, you know, from a marketing standpoint, it makes a lot of sense to maybe engage with these seniors, not just in like a sales way, but also just to have like just regular content out there of, you know, you with your family, you know, what you did on Thanksgiving, and just show them, I guess,
that you are a person.
Exactly. So that if they do decide to, you know, engage with you, they feel more comfortable that they know who they're working with. And it's not just, you know, maybe some computer algorithm out there that they're now that's going to get them to buy, you know?
Right. Exactly. And you know, Devin, you've worked with a lot of agents over the years. I know we talked about this before in our previous conversation. But, you know, I guess this question comes up to my mind because I was my brother-in-law actually was an insurance agent several years before I got into this business. He has since changed careers, but he was a captive agent. So he was just, you know, he worked for one of the big carriers and those were all the products that he could offer. And that was kind of it. Now in sort of the independent era of agents go, some people might be still kind of reliant on, okay, in my marketing, I'm going to focus on maybe putting out the carrier logos out there, or I'm just going to, you know, just focus on that instead of trying to differentiate myself, if that makes sense, like make myself the brand rather than, okay, here are the different carriers that may be familiar names and logos and all of that stuff that I can offer, but focusing more on themselves rather than the carrier logos, or there, you know, finding a lot of people having a lot of success doing that? Because I feel like maybe that's something that people might be afraid to do because of the recognizability of all of those different, you know, carrier names and logos and things.
Right. No, yeah. I think for at least, you know, when I started doing a lot more recruiting, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, you would see agents kind of lean on, you know, maybe Mutual of Omaha's marketing and, you know, just say, yeah, I'm a licensed Mutual of Omaha agent. You've seen what they do out there. So you can kind of understand what I'm doing, you know, and that works to a degree. But I think, you know, to my example with the other broker who was just maybe, you know, responding to a health insurance lead, if you don't let them know that, you know, you're not just a health insurance agent, that you're a, you know, independent agent who works with all different carriers, who can make sure they have the best product in their area on the life or health side, I think you just kind of corner yourself to a degree. And with the market always changing, I think, you know, what I've seen from brokers is that they don't want to just be in one industry. Now they want to be in the life insurance side. They want to learn about annuities. They want to pick up ACA as well. So you want to make sure that, you know, when you are starting your marketing or creating these, you know, marketing strategies, that you're looking into all those different avenues rather than just pigeonholing yourself, I guess, at the end of the day, where I've seen, you know, where it has worked in the past. And I'm not saying you can't be a career agent in client success. I just think on the independent side, if you, you know, really want to be successful, it makes sense to be holistic and really work with all different product lines there.
Yeah. And Amber, you know, talking about, you know, as you put yourself out there, I feel like consistency has got to be super important, right? Like in your tone, in your visuals, in your messaging. Does that make a huge difference in your mind with seniors today?
Huge. So building rapport and building a relationship is huge. And part of that is being transparent, because you don't want to put off a persona for one client and then they refer you to somebody else and then you're completely different. You know, so just go be authentic and build your rapport that way. And then you'll get those referrals coming in. And like Devin was mentioning earlier, when you had asked about branding, you don't want to limit yourself to that, because you do have clients that are like, man, my friend just had this policy and I want that same one. Mm-hmm. They're going to look for that agent that is branded with that specific logo, or are they going to look for one that can offer and look for the best plan for that client? So again, you know, brand recognition is good, but also you don't want to limit yourself to only those plans.
Yeah.
And that's really great advice there, I feel like, because, you know, you don't want to sort of pigeonhole yourself into only, you know, one sort of thing. And there are, I feel, at least this is what I found in my professional life now, there are a lot of online tools that can actually help with all of the things that we're talking about here, right? Like because I feel like a lot of times agents can, as I've mentioned before, kind of be overwhelmed with all of the different things in the day to day. Say, okay, where am I going to actually find time to do things other than all the things that I have to do just to keep going? And I feel like there may be some good online tools that could be used to really help people along, and not even necessarily automating stuff, but just making life easier for them. Are there some online tools that you both would recommend for agents to try?
Yeah, I guess kind of a shameless pitch, but AmeriLife has a team called You Digital Lab. And that's exactly what we're here to help you out with. You know, Amber, ourselves, or any of your marketers here, if you are with AmeriLife, can get you in touch with the Your Digital Lab team. And, you know, they do a great job of doing a full service approach. So whether it is you just, you know, want to start off and get, you know, maybe a LinkedIn created or a TikTok page created, they can go ahead and create those pages, make them professional for you, use your branding. But if you want to take it a step further, they can also create content for you, host it for you, make sure you get that engagement, you know, help you out with getting social media leads and some traction there as well. So they're really full service. It's kind of a la carte. You know, if you want them to do everything, you can pay for our, you know, the full-fledged package. But if you just want to start off and get your social medias updated and make sure you look professional, maybe get a website created, they can do that for you as well. So I think that's like a great starting point just to kind of get everything done in one step. But, you know, there's other groups out there as well.
So we actually have the yourfmo.com, and they can go in. We have CMS compliant branded material that they can actually just start downloading themselves. There's a spot for them to put their name and their phone number as the agent. So they can just go edit it, share it to their social media. They could print it out. They could leave it at their one-on-one trainings or seminars. But there's a whole toolbox that you could utilize in order to get your toes in the water before you jump in, if that's what you'd like to do. But then we do have the Your Digital Lab. So if you do want a website created, or if you want personalized content, that's available as well. So you just need to know who to ask and what to ask, I guess.
Exactly. No, yeah.
Yeah. know your resources. And I love what you said there about, you know, sort of dipping your toe in the water. I was reminded of a quote from Warren Buffett, who was, of course, he was talking about investing, but I think it's applicable here to a lot of people anyway. It's like, never test the depth of the water with both your feet. You know, it's like, just, you know, if you want to get started, you don't have to necessarily go all in at once. You can test things out. And I think the testing is a good way to find out what works for you, because like so much of, you know, what we talk about in day-to-day life, like one policy might be great for one person and completely wrong for another person. Same thing with like a marketing mix, basically, of like what works for one agent could be, you know, just throwing money out the door for another, right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great point, honestly. And Amber, I think to your point, I think going to the UFMO site first, just because there's no cost, is the best way to start off. Maybe even looking into things like Canva and like ChatGPT to kind of start making material. And, you know, we have a compliant team that can kind of get things approved for you. Or even just looking to like the carriers approved pieces and seeing what you can kind of piggyback off there. But I think you're right, you know, dipping your toes in the water first before even jumping in and looking into pricing probably is the best way to start the process off.
Yeah, love that. Well, and so after this podcast comes to a close today, in just a few minutes, what would you like to maybe challenge our listeners to do? Because we, you know, we've been laying out a lot of great information about the importance of branding, the importance of marketing, getting your name out there, you know, sort of making yourself the brand rather than just relying on other things like the carrier logos and all of that. Is there any sort of challenge that you would issue to any of our listeners who might be out there as independent agents before the next time that we get together and chat here, of some things that they should do to take their branding to the next level?
Reach out to us. I guess that's a little cliche.
That one might be better than
mine. Now, be vulnerable. Put yourself out there, because like I said earlier, there's no risk, there's no reward. People are in this industry to make a career and a lifestyle for themselves, and they're in charge of it. So make a list and kind of just mark them off one at a time. It's super intimidating with all of the options that everyone has, whether you're a Medicare client looking for Medicare or whether you're an agent looking for health and assistance in the media atmosphere. Just write down what you want to accomplish and cross them off one at a time.
I'd say maybe, you know, how about review your social media profiles that you have out there right now? Just take a step to see what you currently are working with, you know, what your message looks like currently, how your clients are able to reach you, just to get an inventory of where you stand currently. And then maybe going from there was trying out some of these ideas that we kind of laid out today.
Yeah. And then I would, you know, even maybe just something as simple as Googling yourself too, you know, like,
yeah.
When's the last time you did that? And what popped up on page one of the old Google machine?
Want to.
I need to
get
more content. It's like,
a little scary. No, yeah. But yeah, I mean, you know, it could be very eye-opening and be like, okay, well then here's what I need to focus on. And this is what I really need to focus on, branding this way or that way. Or if there's like with myself, there are a few other people out there with my name. Right. So it's like, I'm sort of focused on branding myself in one particular way so that they know that I'm not the soccer player from Ireland or something. So yeah, I mean, it's
cool though.
Kind of would be, but yeah, or I guess as they say over there, the football player. But yeah, no, it's just differentiating yourself and making sure that the result, you're getting the results that you want. I guess, you know, got to test that out too. Just make sure, just Google yourself. I think something as simple as that. But yeah, right. You know, testing the waters in those other ways, also a very, very good thing. Okay, so before we, you know, try to start wrapping things up here, I'm going to come to each of you with kind of a question that sort of focuses on hopefully some of your insights that you've offered so far and can continue to offer folks. Devin, you know, you have worked, as I said earlier, with a lot of agents over these past 11 years.
Yeah.
If you were starting out as an agent, so putting you know, an agent hat on here for a second, if you were just starting out as an agent in 2025, what would you focus on first, and why would you make that your focus?
What would I focus on first? So I think if I was to narrow it down to like one thing, the first thing I would focus on, I'd say my full business plan, you know, my full, I guess, from start to finish, what my plan is to get in front of clients, and how do I plan on marketing? What is my sales process? Do I have a script? You know, what am I going to do post sales to make sure I'm having retention, and really be as detail oriented as possible up front and make sure I have a game plan for every step of the way. That way, as you are going through the sales process there and, you know, something is messing up, you can kind of identify where it is in that process and start kind of tweaking it. So I'd say that'd be the first step. But outside of that, maybe getting a budget together would be good as well. Having a clear idea of how much money you want to spend on marketing, how much money you plan on making from the leads on the back end, and just being having a clear idea of, you know, it's going to, you know, take money to make money here, and that, you know, you really ought to understand what you're looking into as far as an investment. So I think those two, and then, you know, getting out here and getting some marketing done. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. And along those lines, you know, Amber, if you were working with somebody as an agent, if you, you know, as a marketer working with somebody as an agent, they came to you and they said, okay, I'm just starting out. I really want to, you know, sort of get myself, you know, maybe out there a little bit. I don't want to necessarily focus on building a brand yet. I don't think I need a brand yet. I need to establish myself first. What would you say to that?
So if somebody brand new, just getting their license, I would tell them to pick out which avenue that they would like to start with, because there are a lot of options. So whether you want to dive in, get to know Medicare, or dive in and get to learn life insurance, PNC, whichever you got your license for, because you got it for a reason. I would just get to know the one product and then expand on others. So once you're knowledgeable and you're confident, people are going to see that when you're doing your spiels. And then they're going to trust you. And as you grow, you're going to be able to add more products and be knowledgeable in each one of those. So I would just recommend at least learning one and then moving on to the next, because honestly, I feel like that's how Devin and I got successful. He was in the life side and now he's kicking my behind in Medicare Advantage. And I was on Medicare Advantage and I'm learning the life side, and we also offer annuities. So we're both trying to learn those as well. So I feel like people get their license because this is a constant evolution. So that's what we're trying to do. And that's what we would teach agents to do as well.
And don't let her be too humble, guys. She was like Marfi of the year, I think, maybe last year, if not the year before that.
You're both amazing at what you do. And I've really enjoyed this conversation so much. Anything that we have, you know, maybe not touched on over our conversation here, or kind of skimmed the surface of, that you wanted to reemphasize before we run today?
I think maybe next segment we could possibly do something about finding a mentor. Because if you see somebody being successful and doing what you want to do, maybe you can follow their path or something along those lines. But I think finding a mentor is good to have somebody to talk to in all aspects of life, especially in the insurance world.
Outside of that, I know we want to keep this kind of segment going as well with you guys. So we'll be doing more podcasts, me and Amber together. So to your point, I think, yeah, having one on finding a mentor and just having some additional topics for you guys. So I guess any feedback anyone wants to provide in the comments, just letting us know, hey, you know, this is something I'd like to learn more about, or this is a topic that I'm not too educated on. We'd love to get any feedback from anybody out there. And I think that's about it that I can think of.
Yeah. Awesome. And I would say too, you know, if anybody wants to, maybe to send us a DM on any of the socials and, you know, send maybe your brand, your tagline, your sort of elevator pitch.
Well, that's where it works.
Right.
Yeah. And we'll and see, you know, it's to tell us, is it working? Is it not working? All of those things. Just interact with us. Let us know. And then next time around, when we three get together, we'll talk about some of those marketing wins, you know, some real life examples of, you know, marketing wins, kind of what is actually working right now for people in real time, because if nothing else, we are timely. Devin Williams and Amber Allen, thank you both so much for taking the time, and I look forward to our next conversation.
No problem at all. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you. And thank you for listening and or watching this edition of AMG Academy. I'm Matt McClure. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of AMG Academy. For more information on any of today's topics or to contact us, visit AmeriLifeMarketingGroup.com.